Federal workers protest the government shutdown outside the Ogden Federal Building. Governor Herbert calls President Obama a poor leader. And the Utah Department of Workforce Services releases a new report on intergenerational poverty. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, October 4th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Federal workers and furloughed employees held a rally yesterday at the Ogden Federal Building to protest the government shutdown. Hill Air Force Base is Utah's largest employer with some 25,000 federal employees and contractors. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The American Federation of Government Employees, Local 1592, represents about 8,000 mechanics, electricians, sheet metal workers, and others at Hill Air Force Base. Local President Monty Lewis says 2,700 of those members have been furloughed, and thousands deemed mission critical are working without pay, though they're expected to receive back pay at some point.
Federal employees are tired of being treated like punching bags, like pawns in a game of chess that's being played in Washington, D.C. by the politicians.
Those in the Department of Defense have already had 6 furlough days this year due to sequestration. But Lewis says those days were at least defined and limited. No one knows when this particular standoff is going to end. Lewis says federal workers are demoralized.
Not knowing if you're going to get a paycheck when you have a mortgage to pay, groceries to buy, and if you have young children, just not a good state of mind to be in, especially if you're being required to still work on the aircraft that's going to support the warfighter in Afghanistan. You still have to do a quality job, but you shouldn't have to be doing that, worrying about if you're going to get a check or not because of Congress not doing their job.
Utah Congressman Rob Bishop of District 1 has co-signed a letter to Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel asking him to cancel any furlough plans for civilian defense workers, those in the National Guard and reservists. Bishop has also co-signed legislation to give back pay to federal civilian workers. Lewis says his union is pleased that Bishop is supporting federal workers, but they will not be satisfied until the shutdown ends. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert says President Obama needs to get Republicans and Democrats into a room, close the door, and keep everybody there until they work out a compromise that gets the federal government running again. Speaking to reporters at KUED Channel 7, the governor said President Obama should not have allowed the government to shut down in a dispute over the Affordable Care Act.
Leadership's got to come from the top. In the words of Harry Truman, you know, the buck stops here, talking about the executive branch and the president's office. There's a lack of leadership in Washington, D.C., and I place blame at the president's feet for the lack of leadership.
Herbert said furloughs for federal workers and closure of the national parks are damaging communities in Utah and hurting state revenue. But he wouldn't criticize Utah Senator Mike Lee for leading efforts to link defunding the Affordable Care Act with a bill that would fund the government.
I know that the argument has been made, we don't want to shut down the federal government. Senator Lee has certainly made that argument. We just want to have the debate on the funding of the Affordable Care Act.
The Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, or WIC, is back in business in Utah. The program provides milk, baby formula, and other healthy food for children and pregnant women. At his monthly news conference on KUED, Governor Gary Herbert said he was relieved that some money has been found even with the federal government shut down.
We have money to keep us going for the next probably 2 to 3 weeks with our contingency programs in place, so we feel pretty comfortable we can keep things rolling along.
The money, $2.5 million, is an emergency allocation from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The WIC program serves about 66,000 people in Utah.
An annual report released by Utah's Department of Workforce Services found that 75% of adults receiving food stamps or other forms of public assistance have relied on those services for a year or more. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
The report looked at a demographic called intergenerational public assistance users, people who received public assistance as a child and who are now receiving the same assistance for 12 or more consecutive months as an adult. Public assistance includes food stamps, child care, and medical or financial assistance.
This year, we identified over 36,000 individuals in our public assistance roles that meet our criteria for intergenerational, and that's about 24% of all public assistance recipients for the fiscal year of 2013.
Carrie Main is the chief economist for the Department of Workforce Services. She authored the report and says the DWS partnered with other groups such as the Division of Child and Family Services. Maine says the data will help public assistance agencies make adjustments to help those in poverty become self-sufficient.
We know that this population of people don't want to be in this situation. So it's about how can we refine our policies to ensure that these people can become the self-sufficient individuals that they want to be.
This is the second year DWS officials released the report. The total number of people receiving public aid has decreased since last year. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
A judge has ruled there is sufficient evidence to send a Salt Lake City pediatrician to trial for the murder of his ex-wife. The Salt Lake Tribune reports 49-year-old John Brickman Wall is charged with the September 2011 murder of his ex-wife, Udovan Schwadler, a University of Utah biologist. The medical examiner said he wasn't sure if her death was a homicide or a suicide. Ricky Jennings' attorney wants to delay proceedings while his client's mental state can be assessed. Jennings is accused of shooting his father-in-law during a Father's Day service at a Catholic church in Ogden. He was ruled competent to stand trial last month, but his lawyer says he needs more time. Soldiers from the Utah National Guard are going to Colorado to help rebuild one of the highways leading to Rocky Mountain National Park. They're scheduled to leave this morning and start work tomorrow. The highway was badly damaged in the flooding last month. Colorado is paying the soldiers with state funds because of the federal shutdown. The Utah Guard unit has experience building roads in tough conditions. They've worked in Iraq and Afghanistan and in the South after Hurricane Katrina. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints holds its twice-a-year general conference this weekend, and for the first time, its priesthood session will be broadcast on public TV channels Saturday night. But that's not enough for the group Ordained Women. Women in the group asked for tickets to the session where normally only men and boys are allowed. They were turned down, but they plan to wait in the line for standby tickets, but they say they'll leave if security personnel ask them to.
Glenn Tilbrook is one of those rockers who've aged well and retained a great sense of fun, at least the way that's how Dan Nayland sees it. You've left my
ring by the soap. If anything, Glenn Tilbrook is simply one of my favorite vocalists. He's, for people who don't know him, he is from Squeeze, that 80s, maybe even late 70s era British pop rock band, kind of lumped in with the new wave bands that came over here back then.
And echoed in Green Day and a lot of other bands, more recent bands.
They've come along, breaking up, getting back together, breaking up. Glenn Tilbrook and his partner Chris Difford are the main songwriters of Squeeze, and Glenn Tilbrook has been out doing solo shows, and he's doing one tonight at the State Room in Salt Lake. And they're famously shambling affairs. He chats a lot with the crowd. He has some solo material that he plays as well as Squeeze songs. Should be a great time. Squeeze played at Red Butte Garden last summer with the B-52s, and he's just a really charming, funny front man, one of these guys with a really wry British sense of humor, really clever songs, and sometimes he tours with a band, sometimes it's just him and an acoustic guitar. I'm not exactly sure which it is tonight, but I have no doubt that it'll be a fine show because Glenn Tilbrook is just a great front man out there.
And once you've seen the Hip Show, yeah. What are the others?
You know, there's some other good stuff happening. The theater season has started in Salt Lake City, and I've seen a couple of plays since the last time we were here in the studio. Something's Afoot is at Pioneer Memorial Theater. This is the last weekend. It's a really fun sort of Agatha Christie murder mystery, but it's a musical comedy as well. So there's a lot of elements of Ten Little Indians, if people are familiar with that story. Even Clue, the board game. I mean, these really broadly drawn characters being really campy. But it's really fun, kind of a fluffy night at the theater, but it's a really fun show. The opposite of fluffy is over at Salt Lake Acting Company with Venus in Fur, and that play is going through October 27th. It is a two-person drama based around a playwright auditioning an actress late at night in his office, and they delve into his play as well as bopping back and forth into real time. Really intricate sort of psychosexual drama, but really funny, really cleverly written by David Ives. I would highly recommend that. I'm still thinking about it about a week later after seeing it, just trying to digest the whole thing. So pretty good stuff out there.
Dan Nayland reports on entertainment for KUER and blogs at slscene.com.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, October 4th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org. Follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.